with an address from the president via satellite from the White House and a list of prominent speakers, Republicans want to move the spotlight back on McCain. Among those addressing the Tuesday session will be a former Senate Democrat, Joseph Lieberman, who was the Democratic vice presidential candidate in 2000 and later won his Senate seat as an independent. Lieberman was at the top of a list of potential vice presidential picks for McCain. Fred Thompson, the former senator and television actor who ran unsuccessfully for the presidency, will praise McCain as someone who is trustworthy and qualified to be president. Republican delegates also will see a video describing McCain's life and character with a focus on his military service and time in Congress. Also on the list of speakers, a former Marine Corps pilot who was at one point in the same prison cell with McCain when he was a prisoner of war in Vietnam. Even as Republicans try to shift the focus to Senator McCain and his qualifications as a future president, his campaign continues to respond to questions about whether his advisors properly vetted Sarah Palin, his choice as his vice presidential running mate. McCain had this comment to reporters while campaigning in the city of Cleveland, Ohio.
My vetting process was completely thorough, and I'm grateful for the result.
The questions arose after Palin, a social conservative, announced Monday that her 17-year-old unmarried daughter is pregnant, and subsequent revelations that Palin is the subject of an investigation in her home state of Alaska. McCain's campaign reported recent improved fundraising, saying this suggests enthusiasm for Palin, and delegates at the convention expressed support for her. Oklahoma Congresswoman Mary Fallon says most Republican delegates at the convention have sympathy with Palin and approve of McCain's selection of her as his running mate.
People are very excited. They're very supportive. It was a bold move on Senator McCain's part.
Governor Palin will address the convention Wednesday, and Senator McCain says he believes her speech will further heighten excitement about her, especially among socially conservative voters. McCain, like his Democratic opponent Senator Barack Obama, will deliver his nomination acceptance speech on the last day of the Republican event on Thursday. Dan Robinson, VOA News, St. Paul.